and always streaming on the Civic Media app. CBS News Brief. The U.S. strikes back after an attack that injured three service members in northern Iraq. CBS's David Martin.
The president's national security advisor spent most of Christmas Day planning and executing the retaliation, which U.S. officials say likely killed a number of members of the Iranian-backed militias.
Ukraine says its military has damaged a Russian warship with an airstrike in Crimea, the BBC's James Waterhouse.
It is allowing Ukraine to function to an extent, but what it dearly wants to do is liberate Crimea, but I think we are still a long, long way off.
The Biden administration allows a ban on certain Apple Watch imports due to a patent infringement claim over its oxygen measuring system. CBS's Linda Kenyon.
While the U.S. trade representative declined to reverse the ban, Apple can appeal the decision. In the meantime, it has paused the sales of its Series 9 and Ultra 2 smartwatches in the U.S.
CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Christmas Day high temperatures broke records all over Wisconsin. Yesterday's high was 54 in Green Bay. Other new records include 54 in Appleton and 52 in Stevens Point. Records were also broken in Wausau, Marshfield, and Superior, to name just a few. Republicans plan to propose eliminating taxes on retirement income in Wisconsin this spring. Democrats say they'll work to make sure any tax cut is targeted to middle-income earners.
We are going to make sure that anything that comes forward is focused on those families and those individuals who really need a little extra breathing room.
Assembly Democratic Minority Leader Greta Neubauer speaking with WKOW's Capital City Sunday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Waukesha's Christmas Parade Memorial in Greedy Park is close to reaching its fundraising goal, with the city having raised over $1 million for a permanent memorial. The memorial is dedicated to the six people who died in the 2021 parade attack. The city is seeking an additional $400,000 to meet its target. The hope is to start on the Greedy Park Memorial before the third anniversary of the tragedy next November. There's a court date today for the man accused of killing his sister in a crash near Leon's Frozen Custard. 22-year-old Sierra Hill died in the incident December 12th, with her brother, 35-year-old Jared Korn, facing multiple charges, including second-degree reckless homicide. Police say he was going 75 in a 35-mile-per-hour zone before crashing. Korn's preliminary hearing is scheduled for this afternoon. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
It's the Bucks and the Nets tomorrow night. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks take on the Brooklyn Nets tomorrow night at the Barclays Center. Yesterday, the Bucks dropped one to the Knicks, 129-122. The Bucks are now 3-3 overall on Christmas Day. College football, New Year's Day, the Badgers versus number 13th ranked LSU Tigers, Monday at 11 a.m. in the ReliaQuest Bowl, Raymond James Stadium in Tampa. Meanwhile, Luke Fickell asked how many recruits have committed to Wisconsin for next season.
You know, right now, I think we got 22 high school kids, you know, and that's the way that which we want to do it. Now, as we understand that the world is changing and this college is evolving, that we have to be able to retain those guys every bit as much as we have to develop. But you got to get them in the door to start with.
NFL, it's the Packers and the Vikings on Sunday night. The Packers 7-8 with two games left to go.
Yeah, everything's at stake, and we're going into a great environment next week in Minnesota and against a really good football team, and this is what we prepare for.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN weather. I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly cloudy today. A few showers possible. A high of 44. Partly cloudy tonight. 32. Mostly sunny tomorrow. We'll see a high near 41. 41 and breezy on Thursday with another chance of showers. Friday, mostly sunny. Highs around 40.
Right now, 35.
OptUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM. Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM. This is The Shaw. WAUK. UK. 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 UK, 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 UK,
Thank you for tuning in to the best of the Earl Ingram Show. In this segment, Earl kicks off a discussion about the differences between generations. Happy holidays.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. How you doing, Calvin?
I'm doing okay, Earl. How are you?
I'm doing fine, man. I feel pretty good this morning, man. I got some, for whatever reason, man, you know, I slept pretty good last night. You know, I was reading some stuff the other day about how the older you get, the more difficult it is for you to sleep. And, man, something about getting older, you know. But anyway, I got up this morning, man, and all I could do is think about what is happening in this nation and why there's so much division, you know, in this nation. And man, so I started thinking about the division, not Democrat or Republican, not black or white, not Jew or Gentile, not Christian, not Muslim, not male, not female. I thought about the division of ages, man. And so I started doing a little research on the breakdown of who the 325 million or so Americans really are. What is our makeup, demographical makeup? And I found a couple things that kind of astounded me, man. Do you know what the youngest generation is, man?
That would be, I think they're calling it Generation Alpha or something
like
that.
Yeah, man. You know, hey, well, young people would know that. But I never knew anything about a Generation Alpha. But Generation Alpha is the youngest generation. They are, 10 years old.
The Shaw, W-A-U-K.
Robert Hack Diamonds pays cash for your unwanted gold, silver, and even diamonds. That's right. Robert Hack Diamonds wants to make you an offer on your gold, silver, and diamonds. The process is very simple. No appointment needed. Just come on in, sit down in a nice, relaxed atmosphere, and the staff of Robert Hack Diamonds will evaluate your unwanted gold, silver, and diamonds and make you an offer on the spot. Then you can decide if you want a deal or no deal. Robert Hack Diamonds can also convert your old jewelry into something new or trade in your outdated pieces for something new and exciting. Many people inherit jewelry that might not be your taste, but you are sentimental. Why not have Robert Hack Diamonds take the golden gems and create something for you? So many options at Robert Hack Diamonds. Again, Robert Hack Diamonds pays cash for your unwanted gold, silver, and diamonds. See them in Brookfield just east of Moreland on Greenland Avenue or 76 in Layton, right on the corner in Greenfield. RobertHackDiamonds.com.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You're tuned in to the best of the Earl Ingram Show. In this segment, Earl continues the discussion on the generational divide.
Too certain for shepherds in fields as they lay, in fields where they lay keeping their sheep.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. I'm talking about the generations and something that's not talked about and something that should be talked about, because if we're looking at a way to fix what's wrong with our nation, It's got to be through conversations with the different generations. Somebody needs to grab us all by the hands and sit us down and lock us in the room and have us have this conversation and dialogue where we actually listen to one another. I do know that as a baby boomer, the generation that comes after me, Generation X, I said there were 55 million silent generation, 76.4 million baby boomers. Generation X, 65.2 million Generation X. They would be 43 to 58 years old, and they would be born 1965 to 1980. Now, that Generation X right now is, you know, moving into leadership across this nation in business. And the one place that it's, they're having difficulty somewhat is in politics, because my generation doesn't want to let go, especially on the national scene. But Generation X's, again, make up 65.2 million. They're 43 to 58 years old, 1965 to 1980. Strong-willed, many of them college-educated, and see life through a different prism than my generation did. You know, my generation clearly was more concerned about, you know, upward mobility, owning things, building, you know, safety net for ourselves, acquiring as much wealth as we possibly could, building families. And so Generation X, on the other hand, they're certainly interested in, you know, success. You know, let me do this alone. 844-967-2789. Love to hear your thoughts on it. But I know Generation Xers. I told you, I've got three sons that are Generation Xers. And life is different. It's a different world for them than it was for me and for my generation. And they've got to struggle and fight a little harder to be successful in this society than I did and my generation did, because the opportunities for them aren't as vast as they were for my generation. Just a fact. You know, you look around and, again, at 18 years of age, during my time, you know, guys, people made enough money to be living on their own without college degrees. At 18 years of age, I know I was one of them. And so you could start your life out early. It's not been the same for my son's generation. It's not. They didn't get the opportunities that we did. And I think part of it, they're kind of angry and frustrated, many of them, because they've had to put their lives on hold somewhat, especially many of them who went on to college and created a lot of debt and can't move forward quickly enough because of the way the society is structured now. That would be Generation X's. Many of them have not been able to start families. And, you know, because it's tough enough trying to take care of themselves. It's Generation X's. Next up is the millennials. They make up 72 million, 72.4 million. They would be from 27 to 42 years old. They're born 1981 to 1996. And now, Calvin, that's a little bit before you.
Yep, I missed the cutoff by 2 years.
Yeah, he missed. But you can kind of understand.
Yeah, I kind of feel like being right at the very, very beginning of Gen Z, I kind of have a little bit of connection to the millennial generation, too.
Yeah, so you know millennials, right? You kind of hang out with some millennials.
Yeah.
Okay, so from your perspective, what do you see from millennials? Again, they're from 27 to 42. How are they seeing this life?
Well, a lot of the things that you said about Generation Xers also apply to millennials, and it's compounded and maybe even worse for them. Their debt from college is probably
more. No
is,
question.
Is more. It's that's where that's the generation where the student loans really started to get out of control. They're the ones that are dealing with that probably the most significantly. And yeah, I know that. What you said about being unable to start families and provide for themselves. I know more and more millennials are moving back in with their parents and that kind of thing. So yeah, definitely feel and see the plight of the millennial
generation.
Well,
man, their lives have been put on hold, right? I mean, their lives have been put on hold. And so many are angry because, you know, they feel like nobody cares, right? Nobody's listening to their plight, and they think that it's whining. And you hear when President Biden attempted to address the issue, really many people, baby boomers and others, push back and say, hey, whoa, wait a minute. We pay for our student loans. And so we don't have any compassion or sympathy or empathy for them because they went ahead, they signed the letter, And so this is their debt that they accrued, not having empathy enough for them to know that the cost of education went through the roof for Generation Z and Generation X. It clearly was nowhere near that for my generation. People could go to college, get a four-year degree, man, and owe $8,000 if they owed that. 844-967-2789. We'll continue this drumbeat after we pay a few bills. Don't touch that dial. 844-967-2789. I can do it myself. I'm more than capable, but I'd love to have some buy-in. We'll be right back.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Gas Buddy says the average price for regular in Wisconsin is $2.72. That's almost 3 cents lower than last week. The national average price of gasoline, meanwhile, has gone up almost 3 cents to $3.07 a gallon. Political observers say black voters in Milwaukee will be key to winning Wisconsin in the race for president next year. Mayor Cavalier Johnson tells WISN-TV's Upfront that's why President Biden was at the Wisconsin Black Chamber of Commerce in Milwaukee last week.
There's a reason why, of all places he could have gone in Milwaukee and in Wisconsin, he chose the Wisconsin Black Chamber of Commerce. He's doing outreach to the African-American community.
The latest Marquette poll has Biden's job approval rating in Wisconsin at 42%. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has issued a warning for parents after reporting the deaths of two children in the state from RSV. One of the children lived in our area, while the other lived in the northeastern part of the state. RSV is a respiratory illness that peaks in the winter, and it's seen an increase in cases this year. Doctors are cautioning about its effects, especially on the very young and elderly. The Pulaski High School Red Raider Marching Band is spending the week in California preparing for the Rose Parade. The band, one of only 15 high school bands selected from across the country, will march in the parade on New Year's Day. This marks the fourth time in the past 20 years that Pulaski High has participated in the Rose Parade. They got news last year they would be a part of this year's parade. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
It's the Bucks and the Nets tomorrow night. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks take on the Brooklyn Nets tomorrow night at the Barclays Center. Yesterday, the Bucks dropped one to the Knicks, 129-122. The Bucks are now 3-3 overall on Christmas Day. College football, New Year's Day, the Badgers versus number 13th ranked LSU Tigers, Monday at 11 a.m. in the ReliaQuest Bowl, Raymond James Stadium in Tampa. Meanwhile, Luke Fickell asked how many recruits have committed to Wisconsin for next season.
You know, right now, I think we got 22. High school kids, you know, and that's the way that which we want to do it. Now, as we understand that the world is changing and this college is evolving, that we have to be able to retain those guys every bit as much as we have to develop. But you got to get them in the door to start with.
NFL, it's the Packers and the Vikings on Sunday night. The Packers 7-8 with two games left to go.
Yeah, everything's at stake, and we're going into a great environment next week in Minnesota and against a really good football team, and this is what we prepare for.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN weather. I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly cloudy today. A few showers possible. A high of 44. Partly cloudy tonight. 32. Mostly sunny tomorrow. We'll see a high near 41. 41 and breezy on Thursday with another chance of showers. Friday, mostly sunny. Highs around 40.
Right now, 35.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw.
540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Do you hear what I hear? You're listening to the best of the Earl Ingram Show. In this segment, Earl takes calls about what divides the old from the young. Thank you for listening.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Before I go to the phone lines, I was just going, if you're just joining us, I was going through the breakdown of the different generations in this country and why I think we need to look at this closer. Because while we're talking about, you know, the elections and who's voting for Donald Trump and who's voting for Joe Biden, there's a lot to be learned by going down these generations in these age demographics that see life through a different prism and see where they are in life based on their economics and then where others are based on where they are with their economics. Let me stop at the millennials, and I talked about there's 72.4 of them, and they would be 27 to 42. Generation Z, 72 million. Their age is 11 to 26. They're born from 1997 to 2012. And I can guarantee you they don't see life the same way baby boomers born from 1955 to 1964. They don't see the generation Z's different world altogether. But what you have to understand is they're old enough to vote. All of these people are old enough to vote except for the Alpha generation. Hey, good morning to you, my friend Mary. How you doing? Thank you very much for the call. Thank you for listening as always.
Good morning, Earl, and thanks for focus on this. You informed me that I am actually bringing up the tail end of the silent generation. Wow, that was a surprise, but I'll take it. A few things come to mind regarding the young people. Some different cultures, societies seem to have more value, you know, on the young than we do. There's a Chinese quote that says, if you want happiness for a lifetime, help a young person. And then Native Americans, and I would suspect indigenous cultures, they think and they plan, and they their decisions are based on seven generations out. How is this decision going to affect, you know, those generations? And then there's a strong, fierce African tribe, and I can't think of the name of it. You probably know what it is. And when, upon greeting each other, the first thing that they say to each other is, how are the children? Profound. Oh, gosh, we got a lot to learn here. But ending on a positive note for we older ones where, you know, sometimes we're seeing some mental decline, there's a neurologist, neuroscientist, PhD by the name of Goodenough, and he wrote Breaking Alzheimer's, a 15-year crusade to expose the cause and deliver the cure. So, yeah, there's a lot of hope in that, and I hope that people take a look at this book and learn about his research and
Mary,
on board with what he's recommending.
As always, send me that information, and we'll reach out to him and get him on the air.
Great, thank you.
Thank you, as always, my friend. Really, really appreciate you. You know, here's where we are, and whether or not we want to see it or not is immaterial to me. I know that what I just got through talking about over the past 30 minutes were factual. This divide between us, again, the breakdown, 72 million Generation Zs, 72.4 million millennials, 65.2 million Generation Xs, 76.4 a million baby boomers, and 55 million silent generations. If we could talk to one another about what our needs are, we could fix our nation. 844-967-2789. The politricksters be damned. We could fix our nation because all of us and the things that we need, there's enough in this nation to take care of all of our needs and wants. But if one generation doesn't talk with the other generation, we get what we have. Now, I want to tie this into it because I was reading this article in today's Huffington Post, and the bell rang. Seven whales just breached within 100 yards of our boat off Cape Cod, and my friend was playing Roblox. And this is a Generation Z. I usually get as annoyed as the next teen when adults talk about how kids are always on their phones. But on that day in Massachusetts, I was overcome by the urge to hurl his phone into the ocean as an intervention. Again, young Generation Z, they see, you know, seven breached whales. They're on the they're on the beach, and he's heartbroken seeing these majestic animals about to die. Young Generation Z, we're broken. I thought this is a young Generation Z talking like this. We're broken. I thought somewhere along the way a universal shift occurred, and most of us, me included, forgot how to be with people and experience life outside of a screen. And so there's been a universal shift. I think that universal shift was called COVID. Listen to this. I'll read a couple more paragraphs because I have to read it. The difference between an enjoyment of technology and an addiction to technology isn't what happens when kids are on phones, but what happens when they aren't. Early on in the pandemic, not much was available to us outside of those screens. We weren't just encouraged to spend more time online. We were mandated to do that for school. Real classrooms turned into Google classrooms. Mall trips with friends turned into Zoom hangouts. Familiar faces turned into profile pictures. While my friends mostly went back to a mask and distance version of school in September 2020, I stayed remote for my final year of middle school because my mom and I both didn't get the COVID shots. It didn't seem worth it to gamble our lives to get hit with volleyballs in gym classes, so I did virtual yoga. After a year and a half of near total isolation, it became hard to remember what a life social interaction was like, a live social action was like. Instead of a 14th birthday party, I had a parade of people in cars honking and waving in front of my house. My earliest visits with friends, once it was safe to meet again, were socially distanced hangouts in the backyard. We did outdoor movie nights on the grounds so we wouldn't be within 6 feet when I picked them up. We'd been dating for 6 months before the pandemic hit, and I was sure that we were about to have our first kiss, but that never happened. COVID stole my first kiss. This is, you would not think of this unless, Calvin, you were in that generation, right? We would never even give it a second thought, but this is through the eyes of a young person.
Yeah, I guess. See, I was in the end of my college career by the time COVID hit, so I didn't even really see what it would be like to be in high school at that time and have all, whether you had a good time in high school or not, there's certain milestones and events that happen, and having those taken away and having to be at home, I can't imagine the effect that would have on
you. You know, man, even those things you're talking about, I still remember those things from my high school 50 years ago, right? Those were levels of growth in your life that you never forget. So let's do this. Let's go to Gary from Sussex. Good morning to you, Gary. You say what?
Hi, Earl. Hey, you know, you and I are the same age, basically. I'm 71. I grew up in a, somewhat of a conservative home, but we were Democrats and everything. But life was different back in those days, you know. Leave It to Beaver was basically the way things were. You know, the Andy Griffith Show, like the little town of Mayberry.
Yeah.
It was basically the same. But you know something, Mr. Earl? I did not hate Bill Clinton. I didn't hate Barack Obama. But ever since Donald Trump has become president of the United States, it's hate on either side. Now, even if Donald Trump becomes president, which I think that he has a really good possibility, that's not going to solve the generation problem that we have today. Because I agree 100% with you. You know, if we could all talk together and get along and
try to understand.
So why can't they? Why can't the generations talk to one another? Forget the Democrat, Republican, and President Donald Trump and Joe Biden. Why can't the generations talk to one another?
We are so divided now that I don't know if it can ever be fixed. I really don't. I think that we've crossed that bridge.
I know, but why are we divided? I can understand being divided as in politics, but I can't accept being divided in humanity. And so baby boomers should be able to have a dialogue with Generation Xers where there's not somebody feeling insecure about somebody else. The baby boomer feeling insecure that the Generation Xer is trying to take their job, or the Generation Xer feeling that the baby boomer needs to get out of the way and it's their turn.
You and I could get along with almost everybody because we were brought up that way. I don't think the Generation Xers and the Generation Ys and the silent and that stuff, I think that there's too much of a gap that they see things so differently. Things have changed, in my opinion, in the last 5 or 6 years drastically, and that is why we're not getting along. And each generation, other than I think that the
But Gary, I can't buy
the baby boomers are.
I can't buy we're not getting along. We have the capacity to fix that.
You and I can. Our generation, the baby boomers, can get along probably with almost everybody and try to understand.
Hey,
we're not just parents, we're grandparents.
The baby boomers are greedy. As Sandy says all the time, the baby boomers are greedy. You know, our cupboards are full, and we still want more. I'm one of the baby boomers, man.
I know that, but our parents, see, when my mom grew up.
Hey, Gary, look, I'm sorry, man. I wish I had more time. We got to pay some bills. Hang on the phones. We'll be back. 844-967-2789. What say you? Tune into the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
The mission of the Milwaukee LGBT Community Center is to further develop the vibrant lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender community in the greater Milwaukee area. And they've been doing it for 25 years. The center delivers education, health promotion, and other community building services, meeting the needs of LGBT youth, adults, and their allies in the greater Milwaukee area. All powered by your generosity. Get to mkelgbt.org to see where your end-of-year donations can make magic happen all year long.
Toasting to the new year? This celebration has been going on around the world for thousands of years. Many revelers include resolutions for the year ahead. It's an opportunity for renewal and to set some goals, whether you focus on health, work, or relationships. Intentions to improve your life is the best possible thing to do for 2024. I'm Terry Barr, and from all of us with the Civic Media Radio Network, happy holidays.
The Shaw, WAUK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Thank you for listening to the best of the Earl Ingram Show. In this segment, Earl concludes the discussion on the generational divide.
can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Just talking about the differences in the millennial generations. And later on, you know, maybe early next year, I'm gonna delve deeper into this, because I think this is part of the answer to what ails us as a society. Let's go to David from Mequon. Good morning to you, David. You say what?
Hey, good morning, Earl. Hey, by the way, it was a great concert. Just want to mention that, you know, if anybody wins those tickets, if you have any more of those, it's a phenomenal venue to go to.
Hey, man, it is.
And my wife said, you guys look like, you were like unbelievably dressed. She said, she was shocked with your hair color. She goes, I thought he had gray hair. Anyway, I was going to lead into with that aspect of it. What I noticed, so when I saw you guys at the symphony, if you notice, a lot of people there were baby boomers or older. There wasn't many young people there whatsoever.
Well, that's because it cost a lot of money to go to the symphony, man.
Yes. Yeah. And I also worry about the fact, though, now there was, I would say there was like one young guy that was in that band that was up there. The guy was playing the bass.
Right.
Yeah. The other people, they were definitely well into their 60s, maybe 70s. And what I worry about is a person like Kelvin, really, my question to Kelvin would be this. Have you ever written a letter to a family member at all by chance? Just like old-fashioned snail mail by any chance?
Maybe when I was a kid in elementary school.
Okay, yeah. And so one of the things, Earl, that shocks me, so, you know, I have a couple of nephews and nieces, and they're you know, in the Generation Z. They can't read cursive writing whatsoever. And
yeah, they don't teach cursive writing.
They don't. And so one of the things I'll say is this, you know, grammar is just like, it's so different now. Everything is like shortened. I have no idea when somebody, you know, like a nephew or niece, when they're texting and they're doing all these shortcuts with what they're saying, it's like, what is this? And part of that is, I think the reason why we're having not the ability of being able to connect the dots, because there's a huge chasm between, okay, when Kelvin grew up, he was growing up with computers and laptops,
right,
and smartphones. I was the last generation to use the typewriter. Well, it actually came advantageous because it just so happened that the keyboard on a laptop is exactly the same as on a typewriter. Yeah. But that being the case, again, back to the way I see things, it's a much different dynamic because we have gone to the electronic age, which has fundamentally rewired our younger generation.
Hey, Dave, I understand all of that, but the technology, let's move beyond that, but just the thought processes of people from the different generations, completely different.
It is. And, you know, I am in the X generation, solidly in the X generation. And obviously I grew up in the time, you know, the 1980s, which were basically, I mean, completely different than what you see today, where we weren't wearing bike helmets. You know, you stay out.
Hey, Dave, man, I wish I had more time, man. You guys call late in the subject and, you know, we got the phone line, so I have to go to it. But thank you very much for the call as always, man. Let's go to Tom from L.A. Good morning to you, Tom. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. First off, we the people, and that means all of us, are the government. We must never forget that. Second, I don't know what the hell Gary was talking about. When all of this started to happen, honestly, was during the Reagan Revolution. In the 80s, you didn't have TV shows, as an example, in our culture, about the middle class person anymore. You had Dynasty, you had Dallas, you had The Rich, It was, we had a show called Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. You had Newt Gingrich, who was the pinnacle of the change in terms of the partisanship that happened. He was the one that was so, did not do anything but make Bill Clinton sign legislation so he could get something done in his presidency that hurt all Americans.
So Tom, let me ask you quickly, man. If we can try to get past the politics just for a moment and figure out why we can't have dialogue one with the other through these generations. You know, it's paramount to fixing our nation that we have dialogue with younger Americans and the older Americans, sit down and have these conversations.
It's pretty easy because, one, we have right-wing hate radio. We have Fox, right-wing hate TV. The whole media establishment has gone.
I know, but Tom, that's Democrat Republican conversations. I'm talking about just a real sit down conversation with a young person and an older person about life, not about politics, but about what's happening in your life. What is it you need to have done to improve your life? We have to figure out a way to do that without politics.
Yeah. So Earl, what I would say is that, one, we stop labeling different generations because we're all part of the same human family. Second, I would say people get out of your cars, go door to door and actually meet your neighbors. Go actually go and volunteer coaching so you can actually touch these young kids.
Hey Tom, man, I hate to do it, man, but we got to sell some things. Thank you very much for the call. You know, I'm gonna talk about this more and more because we have to. When we come back, we're going to be joined by Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. And I might carry the conversation on a little more with him, and you guys are welcome to join us.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK. This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor. But I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming.